Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Lady J, Jacqueline Lozier here. First, let me just say welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm just so excited for what we're doing today for this brand new launching of Everything Old is New Again podcast for authors, writers, and publishers here February 23rd, 2023. Ooh-wee, I tell you, they say, I usually say it's hot zona time, but it's not hot yet. But it will be hot zona here in hot zona or Arizona. I welcome you in from all over the country, the world. They say this is the place where God vacations. I'm telling you, I heard somebody say that one time and I loved it. So I'm again welcoming you here to our podcast, to our show. We are having some amazing guests on our show tonight. I'm going to call them guest authors. I mean, they are already doing the thing. They are writing their stories. They're writing their books. And they are definitely authors. Some of them already done. Some of them in the making. And I'm excited. We have Floyd Allen of Morgan Wynn Publishing, who resides in Phoenix, Arizona, with his wife, Clarissa. And we have the beautiful, brilliant, blessed, and highly favored Valerie Coleman Beckham. And we have Alan J., the extraordinary, talented film producer who is making his mark in the world. We will hear a little bit about what they all do and where they come from and all of that in a moment. You know, so many people are sensing the shift. You know, God is causing so many talented, gifted people, bringing them to the spotlight. Many unknown, the last shall be first, he said, and the first shall be last, and here we are. We are ready. In a moment, we will begin our show and meet these amazing authors. Again, I want to welcome you to Everything Old is New Again podcast for authors, writers, and publishers. Just Say It Publishing and Consulting CEO Jacqueline Rozier and Morgan Wynn Publishing owner Floyd Allen are continuing to grow. With almost 50 years of experience together, Jacqueline and Floyd have created a special podcast for both experienced and new authors. Here we will market and promote you. All you have to do is schedule interviews, prepare for book clubs, for your words on paper to present it to the world. A time to let the world know about your best seller. That's right, we're going to call it forth. Your book will be exposed nationally and internationally. And so let's just go ahead and get started with our first interview with none other than Floyd Allen of Wynn. So let's get started with you, Morgan Wynn, publisher. So, Floyd, let me ask you, is it publisher or publishing?
It's Morgan Wynn Publishing.
Publishing, okay, because I don't know why.
Yes.
I kind of knew that, right? I just be all over the place sometimes. But anyway, thank you again. Although we are partners in this, I wanted to highlight you with this on this particular podcast and show today. So I would like to ask you several questions. First, I want to ask you, who are you? Give us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm an educator. My spiritual gift is teaching and exhortation. So I've been in education for over 50 years. I currently am using that particular talent to teach an adult Sunday school class at One Church Scottsdale. I'm also using that talent to do 6 seminars a month at assisted living facilities here in the Valley.
Wow.
I am also, of course, a writer. I was able to write and publish 5 books last year, and I'm currently working on 3 now, with my goal being to do a total of 5 more again this year. And then I'm an editor at Morgan Wynn Publishing and sales manager, or marketing director, I should say. And what we do is we help individuals who haven't had the opportunity but would like to get a book published. Our tagline is Morgan Wynn Publishing, because everyone deserves to have their book published.
I love it. You better say so, because I tell you, I'm going to pop in here real quick to let you know about 25, 30 years ago, God let me know that a lot of people are going to be writing books. And so I'm so glad someone like you is available for people who need to write, who can be encouraged to write, who's not quite sure how to get started. But what you do is you actually take people by the hand and you walk them through the very beginning, walk them through, you know, how to get through. Sometimes it can be very frightening and fearful to start to do something like that. You're not quite sure how to get it done. And I love how you hold people's hand and help them through the process. So let me ask you this question. Why a book? What made you start to write a book? What was it like to write your first book? Not your first time you wrote something, but your first book and had it published.
Well, it was exhilarating, to say the very least. I think that to let you know why I become a writer, though, was when I was in 8th grade, we had a round table and we were talking about what we were going to do with our lives. And I said, well, I'm going to win the Pulitzer Prize. And after our meeting,
right,
I went down to the library and I said to the librarian, what exactly do they give that Pulitzer Prize for? And she said writing, so at that point, I knew I was going to be a writer, Jacqueline.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I think that's fantastic. So, and then, so now, is there something that you would, that Pulitzer Prize, are you already starting that? Have you begun it? Are you in the process of making that happen for yourself?
Well, I submitted one book. I believe it was about 2 years ago. And it did not win the prize. And I've been sitting around waiting to come up with an inspiration for a book that I thought was Pulitzer Prize worthy. And God spoke to me just about a month and a half ago and said, listen, I'll decide whether it's worthy or not. You just submit it. So the book that I'm working right now on is called The Silent Years, and it deals with that period of time between Malachi and Matthew. So when I get that completed, I am going to submit that for consideration for the Pulitzer Prize for 2023.
Oh, I love it. Wow, how exciting to know somebody who may possibly be a Pulitzer Prize winner. Oh, exciting. I love it. Okay, I have one more question for you. Yes.
Everyone we know has the possibility of being a Pulitzer Prize. The problem is people don't submit. Yeah, people don't submit their books, so they're saying no for them. People need to have the mindset with every book that they write, I'm going to send it in because the worst they can do is say no.
Oh, wow. So that's how that's done. Okay, we're going to have to make sure that's known as we speak to our upcoming authors and those who would like to get something published. I like that. Wow, I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. So now what's next for you? What's next for you? I know you say you have these other books that you're writing. Is there anything else that's next for you that you're, you know, getting ready, walking into for this year and maybe in the future? What's next?
Well, it's interesting because I mentioned that I'm doing these seminars at these assisted living facilities. That's basically a brand new ministry for me. And at 73, God put me into that. So I guess all I can truthfully say, and I know people are going to think this is very trite, but all I can say is whatever is what's next for me is whatever God tells me to do.
Oh, I love it. Yes. See, look at you, all humbled and know how to say the right thing and do the right thing. I love it. Thank you so much. So now let's walk into a little bit our collaboration. Some time ago, I know it was over about 15 years ago or so, that I first saw you on TBN broadcasting, and it was late at night, I couldn't sleep, and it probably was a pre-recorded show, and there you were being interviewed in Phoenix about your authorship and your publishing and all that, and they called you the Bible guy, the Bible man here in Phoenix, and I love it. So I called you, and you were having some kind of workshop or seminar or something for, I think it was a workshop for people who wanted to write to be authors, and that's how I got to meet you. And then time went on and went on. A lot of years went by, and someone reached out to me about writing their own book and having it published, and I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. So I contacted you, and we met at a Starbucks, and I actually ordered some of your books because you have an actual guidebook, a workbook on how to become an author, how to publish your works, publish yourself, and all of that. It's kind of like a textbook on publishing and writing. And so we met. I got picked up a few. And not too long after that, you called me about possibly coming together, partnering, collaborating together to help people publish, market, and get their works out in print. So how has that been for you so far, you and I together, coming together to work together to help people publish their books and get their stuff marketed?
It has worked superbly, Jacqueline. I believe one of our guests today is going to be Valerie Beckham. And
yes,
you led me to Valerie, and then Valerie led me to her cousin, Fred Easter. So it was just a perfect situation where word of mouth is the best form of advertising. And the best way to get word of mouth is to do a quality job for people. And then not also just recently, you've led me to Alan Jay, who's our other guest today. And he led me to a young lady named Ebony. And we are in the process of seeing if we can't get her to write a book too.
Oh, I love it. See, each one reach one. I love it. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I want you to hold on right there. I want to go ahead and bring in our next guest, our guest author, as you can say. I call it the beautiful, the brilliant, the blessed and highly favored, Valerie Coleman Beckham. How are you again today?
I am amazingly well. Can you
Fantastic.
Hear me?
Fantastic. Okay, so tell us a little bit about you real quick. Let's hear about this amazing, well person.
I I am a former retired teacher from Chicago Public Schools. I'm a double master instructor, and education is my thing. I feel like everyone should be educated in every area possible that they have any interest in, because that, therefore, will then lead them to move into their destiny. And so I am so excited, so very excited that when I hear Floyd talking about all the amazing things he's doing, because he literally changed my life.
What? Okay, give us a little bit of how that happened. How he changed your life? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I knew I had books in me, and I have started about 30 books. And so I just was like, okay, I don't know what to do. I didn't know where to go, what to do, what was the next step. I didn't know any publishers, any editors. I didn't know anything. I just knew what I had in me. So I started writing a book, and it's like the book just consumed me. It just poured out of me. It's like I had to get it out of me. And then when you introduced me to Floyd, he was like a savior. He was like,
yeah,
everything I needed. He took my hand and he guided me along the process. He moved me into areas of knowledge along with the ability to get things done. He guided me. He gave me instructions on what to do, how to do, when to do it. He didn't push me, but yes, he nudged me enough so that it would make me get out of my comfort zone and move into an area that I was supposed to be functioning in.
I love it. Amazing. I love it. It was, like they said, yes, I love it. Yes, go ahead. Continue. I'm excited.
So many times I wanted to just say, okay, I'm done. And he would call me and he goes, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, my God. This is crazy. How did you know? It's almost like he knew when I needed a nudge. He knew when I needed a push. He knew what to say, when to say, and how to say it. And if he didn't, he gave me paperwork that would guide me and lead me. So he gave me all the steps I need to build my confidence, to build my knowledge, and to give me the ability to keep moving forward until my book was totally finished, published. When I saw the first copy, I promise you I cried. It was so amazing.
Well, let me say this real quick, because I introduced you, and the next thing you knew, there was a book. I was like, really? What? I was like, okay, what happened? Where? What? How wonderful is that?
It was ready to be birthed, and you were like the midwife. You were the midwife that put me there, and Floyd was the doctor, and he delivered it.
I love it.
So it was amazing.
Well, you've already just about answered all the questions. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again.
What did you just say? For it to manifest. It just manifested right before my eyes, and my family couldn't believe it. My friends couldn't believe it. I literally, in the first 2 months, made every dime back that I spent on getting it published.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Wow. I love this. Okay, wow. I love it. You know why I love it? Because Floyd is so wonderful at what he does. And, you know, the Bible tells us to get wisdom, but in your wisdom, and all get an understanding. And so he gives you wisdom, but he also gives you that understanding, I mean, to such a degree that you can have your own publishing company, girl. You can actually go your way and do what it is that you need to do. And I love it that Floyd is just there to guide you, teach you, and send you your way to whatever you have to do, because this takes me to my next question about you is, you know, what's next for you? What is next for you?
Well, I still have so many books in me that need to be just cultivated. And my next step is writing a book series. I have a children's book series in the working. I have a relationship book that's in the making. And I have, what else the other one? I have some other book. Oh, I know. It's a book about teaching children about just growing up and teaching them how to know the right thing to do.
And I love
so
it.
Many
I'm
things
excited.
Are incorporated in that. Yes, I am too. So it's like I keep saying, I need to get all of these done. Everybody keeps saying, no, as you get them written, then you should publish them. And I keep saying, no, I want the whole thing done. So Floyd has taught me to take baby steps and get it done one book at a time. And so that's what I'm in the process of doing now.
Oh, wow. I love it. Because we're going to get back to you about one of your next projects as well at the end of our show. But we're going to go ahead and move on to our next author guest, Brother Alan J., the film producer. So everybody hold on. We have a celebrity among us. I'm just saying we have a celebrity among us, Brother Alan J., the movie producer and all that good stuff. Hey, Alan J., how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Ms. Jacqueline?
I'm doing great. Look at you. He's so cool and calm. Of course he's a movie producer. All calm and mellow, holly like that. Okay, so my first question, of course, with you is, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be as exciting as the other two guests.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories, whether in any medium. I love, like you said, I'm a film producer, filmwriter, director. I love telling stories visually. Also, I love writing as well, obviously. I love culture. You know, I definitely study in culture as we speak. That's going to implement into my stories. I love to learn different ethnicities. That's sort of the path that I'm doing now, traveling to learn more of the world. Getting back into my martial arts, you know, just exploring the world itself so I can, because the world itself is a story. And I just love stories.
Yeah.
With me, I work for the state. I live in New Jersey. I work for the state. On my free time, I normally, again, love to write, love to read, and just enjoy life in itself, just experience certain things, elements so I can learn. I also sometimes, some of my friends, back in the day, said that I can be like a teacher. And I'm glad that's a very interesting thing that I mean. But I mean, that's something that I love to do. I'm just a storyteller.
I love it. Oh wow. Okay. So you know what? Because you know I've read some of your stuff. No wonder your writings are the way they are. I mean, you actually take people into a land of, oh my gosh, experience of travel, of make believe, and all the things. I just love what it is you're doing. So why a book? Why you're a producer and you do film and you do all kind of things, and we're going to put your information down so people can see some of your little short films on social media and everything, you know, under your Eagles. It was the Eagles production, it's called?
Eagle Tower Productions.
Okay, so why
Correct.
A book? Why did you decide to write a book although you studied film?
It was one day where I was home alone, and I came up with an idea for a film, and I wanted to write in a script. And I said to myself, this is kind of too big to be just a script. And I wrote drama, wrote a horror, and I wanted to go to fantasy because one of my favorite fantasy books is actually Lord of the Rings. So I sat down at the computer at night, and I was coming up with ideas of the story of a vision that I had in my head. So I said, this could be a film, but I said, no, this can't be a script. It can't be like a script that I actually do for a movie. what about a book? And I started thinking to myself, you know what, this actually will work because, again, this is a very broad story, broad narrative. And I really want people to really be in deep, in love with this world so much. So from then on, that's what I decided I need to make it a book.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm telling you, I know one thing. Like I said, I read a little bit of his manuscript. Whew. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm excited. So what's next for you? I know you're writing your book, so I know you are submitting your manuscripts and you're preparing to get your book published. So what's next for you? Whether it's for your books or whether it's for your your filming. Go ahead.
Well, what's next for me is to get my film that I actually did years ago finally out to the public. It's called Today Will Be Different. I'm definitely going to get that out, hopefully soon. After that, I'm going to actually write another feature film that I wrote in college. It was called Youth is Killed. I'm most likely going to change the title of it, but that's going to be something I'm actually going to go back and redo. And also still write down the work on my book, Work on the World, because when I write, it's something different when, and I know this is like off topic, but it's definitely something different writing a script and a book. Because when I write my book, I feel like I'm truly engaged into the world. I have to really put myself in the world. And that actually goes back to Mr. Floyd Allen. You know, me and him had a conversation one time, and he actually, again, guided me to actually become a better writer. And so really actually his knowledge said, you know, you actually need to, you know, understand your characters. And when he said that, it just clicked to me. And I said, you know what, that stuck to me. Just that one little thing that he said to me, and I said, okay, that right there is going to be something pivotal for any book or script. So when I'm writing my book, I definitely have to put the love and detail in it. With my script, it's something a little different because even though I know I can pull back with the details because I know that the camera is going to actually showcase it more. So that's the different approach. But just when Mr. Floyd said, you know, you definitely need to, you know, really understand your characters. And I implied that into my writing, especially into this world as well. So I definitely have to give, again, Mr. Floyd actually, again, guiding, helped me out with me becoming a better writer as well.
Yes, because Mr. Floyd is a good writer. I'm actually reading 5 of his books right now at the same time. So don't laugh. Don't. I'm special. I like that. I like the variety. I have Valerie's book out. I have 5 of his books out. I have 4 other books out. And I just, you know, throughout the day and throughout the week, I just pick up one, read a couple pages, read a paragraph, go to something else. That's just how I read. I just love it. I love reading. I've always loved reading. And I am excited about what you're doing. I'm like, wow, we get to participate in your life like this. This has been amazing. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everyone, and our speakers, our guest authors, I'm going to unmute everybody. Does anyone have any kind of fight? I don't see any extra guests right here now, so we'll just go ahead and just finish up what we're talking about, which is wonderful. Anyone have any final words, anything extra they wanted to add that they maybe forgot that they wanted to say?
Anyone?
Go ahead, Valerie.
I just wanted to say that I think that so many people have the belief that they can't be an author. And I just want to put out there that all you have to do is have the right person behind you, pushing you and guiding you, and you too will be an author. And Floyd is an amazing person that will help you, that will guide you, that will lead you. And if you're looking for someone, then you need to look his way.
Amen. I think so. I love it. I mean, anything, Floyd or Alan, any final words, anything else you want to share with the people,
yes,
with our people, our upcoming
yes,
authors, writers, and publishers?
Yeah, I do. first and foremost, I definitely want to piggyback what Ms. Ellis said about Mr. Floyd. You know, he is tremendous, and I'm not over-exaggerating. He is wonderful. He is patient with you. He stays humble. He is a very good, great executive writer, but he's also even better mentor. He truly encourages.
Okay, somebody has some background noise. Okay, we're picking up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, it's like he definitely truly wants you to be the best that you possibly can be. And
yeah.
And the whole notion of him holding your hand, I mean, yes, but he definitely will let you, okay, he'll let the hand go and be like, okay, now it's just that I know that you can do it. And he's done that with me.
Yes.
And that's very encouraging. And I also want to encourage, you know, other young, or it doesn't matter what age you are, but other young authors, because me myself is a young author myself, it is not possible. You can make the impossible possible yet again. And that's very important because stories need to be told, whether it's a thriller, mystery, fantasy. You know, art is really, you make the art, you write the stories for you so you can actually show the world, so the world can see your vision and can be inspired to do the exact same thing. And I believe same thing with Valerie, same thing with Mr. Floyd, what they're accomplishing is when people want to hear this, they want to hear these two wonderful people, and they want to be inspired. And I can't, you know, say enough, I work with Mr. Floyd, he's actually inspiring other people because it's that word of mouth that we're saying that, hey, listen, he's great at every aspect and what he does. And he's a great human being. And I'm blessed to actually work with him.
Yes, yes. I mean, his love, his patience, his focus, his gifting, just amazing. It just amazes me. And like you said, like you all have said, when you get started, you know, it just comes forth, you know, when you walk by faith, when you step out that boat, when you decide to take that step and believe in yourself and know that you can do it, it happens because it's already in you. Like Valerie says, it's in you. It's in all of us. And we're born to leave our legacy. This is part of how we can leave our legacy, how we can leave the world with information, but mostly our family, you know. You think about our relatives from years ago. Had they written down their life, their stories, you know, their thoughts, I mean, it would have been a beautiful gift to hand down or to share with our children or grandchildren and et cetera. So I'm just excited about being able to be connected to all you wonderful, gifted authors and writers. We are recognizing authors, publishers, and writers. We will interview you. We will help you create a book club. Continue. Yes.
Jacqueline,
Floyd,
I would just like to say one. Yes. I would like to just say one thing as a word of encouragement to any would-be authors, and that is this. I've had so many people say to me, well, I want to write a book, but I'm afraid it won't be any good. And what I tell them is, if when they write their book and they tell their story, if they say exactly what they wanted to, it's already perfect.
Oh, love it. See? Peace to God. Yay! I wish I had some clapping recordings. But thank you. Wonderful. Exactly. I love it because we are here, Floyd and I together. We're here to help you to interview you, to help you create a book, if you want to do a book club. So you want to get into the hands of the people in the world, you know, to write and publish your book. We want you to contact us at Floyd@MorganWynn Publishing Company, and we will put that in the notes and in our context, the extent of the show. We'll also, when we post it, we'll put that information there too, so you can send it through friends and social media without as you send the show out. But we want you to, if you want to do your write or publish your book, contact us at Floyd@MorganWynn Publishing.com. And if you want to market your book, if you want to compete, say it again.
I was just going to say that Wynn is WYNN.
Yes, yes, and I'm going to put all that information in on the show when we put it out there, you know. And so yes, so you can get the right correct spelling of that email, and then to market your book, contact JSI, just say it, jsimarketing@gmail.com. jsimarketing@gmail.com. And the whole point is, once you get your book out there, there has to be there has to be a type of understanding that you are now in a business, in the business of writing, and how do you promote yourself? There's so many ways. I actually attended a class last night on how to help people market their books, you know, from somebody who's been doing that for a long time. Again, so I gather information all the time so I can share it, put it out there, and help you. So finally, I want to thank Valerie, Floyd, you for short, but Valerie and Alan J., I am excited. I want to thank you for honoring us with your presence. We are here to serve you. And the final thing I also want to say is that Valerie begins her book club next month, March 16th, with her newest book, It's Really All About Me, to be announced in future posts. I'm excited for you ladies, for this young lady and for this gentleman and all that's happening today. Thank you so much for being part of Everything Old is New Again with Jacqueline and Floyd. You have any questions, you have any information, you have anybody that know that wants to write, anybody that wants to get started writing, anybody that has any kind of questions, if they need consulting or counseling, they can call either Floyd or myself, contact either Floyd or myself to get them excited and to, you know, encourage them and whatever we have to do. And we thank you again for being part of this podcast and for sharing your story. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will put some other information on our – say it again.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a wonderful day. Have a rest of the rest of the day, the weekend, all the good things. Continue to love yourself, continue to be creative and fabulous. And I'm so glad I know you people before you get too famous and I can't get near you. Love it. Talk to you later. Have a great day.